No matter how worthy the idea is, in an increasingly crowded marketplace with increasingly shrinking public budgets, it's harder than ever to get financial backing for independent films. Now, an initiative to help filmmakers get their stories to a wider market has made its way to Australia. It's called Good Pitch, and this program puts documentary filmmakers in touch with investors, from interested foundations, NGOs, companies to philanthropists and broadcasters, all to give small films that final push into the public consciousness. This week, the scheme kicks off in Sydney to drum up support for independent Australian documentaries covering themes as diverse as fracking, sugar addiction and Indigenous initiation.
I'm not black or I'm not white. I'm sort of in the middle. When I come up here and I get called white, I go back down there and I get called black. I feel like I don't know myself.
The initiation ceremony, and for all the secret rituals that goes with it, will give him the strength and foundation he needs to survive in this society. Because once he goes through that, he'll know within himself that he doesn't have to justify himself to anybody about who he is and where he comes from, what he represents.
That's from the doco Zach Ceremony, one of seven Australian documentary films making their pitch at the Sydney Opera House today. BD Finzi is director at BritDoc. That's the independent London-based organisation behind the Good Pitch. I spoke with her earlier.
Thank you so much.
BD, can you tell us a bit about Good Pitch? How does it work?
It's a very simple idea. A filmmaker has just 7 minutes to present their documentary film, the stage they're at, what it is they're looking for, and really make an appeal to an exceptional room of leaders, of stakeholders, of change makers drawn from foundations, NGOs, brands, media organisations. This is how you can work with me. Help me get my film to audiences. Help me complete the finance on this project.
Okay, and physically, it's in the Opera House, but physically someone's making a 7-minute pitch from the big stage to an audience, or is there a round table? What's it look like?
It's a very theatrical process, and that's very deliberate. We want to make the day really, really engaging. So each film team is pitching ostensibly to a table of 10, like a dinner table of 10 people. It's just they're being watched by another 350. There's real drama in the room, and as you know full well, this is not the easiest thing for an independent journalist to stand up and do that. And we spend a lot of time preparing them, getting them very comfortable to deliver their story as well as possible.
Okay, that's how it works. Now, the big question is, does it work? How effective has it been so far in the UK and the other 30 places where this model has been used?
There's a kind of mini revolution going on in independent film. You know, we've traditionally been the poorer cousins. And I'm so delighted to say with these kind of initiatives now, we've managed to leverage over $16 million of new funding, new production funding and outreach and distribution funding for independent documentary films, over 1,000 new strategic partnerships. And actually right now, there are 87 Good Pitch films being used at the heart of national or international social justice campaigns. These films are going further and faster because of the Good Pitch program.
And the $16 million, that's money beyond government funding or funding coming from film bodies. That's funding from philanthropy, you've mentioned, but who else?
We've had a few brands get involved, but actually often that happens not in production, because you can imagine this, that can be complicated in terms of a conflict of interest. But actually, when a film is done, imagine a film, I don't know, on maternal health, and actually it sits in the sweet spot of a CSR policy of a brand. It's not impossible to imagine those two entities coming together for the distribution and outreach of the film to support that film getting to market. So we absolutely encourage that too, and we welcome brands to come involved as well.
Most of us don't, I think, really know much about how much money it takes to make a feature-length documentary. What sort of funding will we be talking about here in Australia?
Here in Australia is an interesting question. I don't have a kind of encyclopedic feeling for the whole market, but broadly, amongst the kind of big feature documentary films we've been working with, both here and internationally, it's a range of somewhere between $250,000 right to about $1 million. And so you can imagine there's an, you know what I mean, it averages out, but there's a kind of bandwidth there. Of course, there are some unbelievable projects that have come through and have been made on, you know, Air and Love, and others which are really ambitious kind of studio type movies. But we're seeing that kind of bandwidth.
There are seven films set to be pitched at the Opera House today to this fantasy dinner party. What made these seven stand out?
They're an absolutely fantastic set of films and filmmakers. I mean, what we try to do at every Good Pitch really is show off the kind of incredible range and diversity and depth of independent documentary filmmaking. So we're always looking for a broad range of subjects and issues, but also different styles of filmmaking, so that people in the audiences maybe have an idea about what a doco is. Maybe it's something they watch on Nat Geo, or maybe they feel it's something that's akin to a piece of extended journalism. But we really want to show the kind of beautiful range and depth of this form. So from the intimate observational piece like Gaby Baby, right the way through to a kind of much more kind of polemic, slick, high production value that we see in that Sugar film.
Tell us about the Sugar film.
That's an extraordinary project, completed now. So here's an interesting one. It's presenting as a finished film, and you think, well, sure, this film is going to get a release on cinema, it's going to be shown on the television, but can they get it to the audiences who really need to see it? You know, the key strategic communities, the decision makers, the health practitioners, the politicians, because at the end of the day, the health of the nation is at stake, and we want to make sure this film is seen by people who can take that message and do something with it.
So it's not money that the Sugar film is after. It's contacts or networks.
That is absolutely critical. And contacts and networks and that kind of support is one of the most powerful connections that can be made at Good Pitch. If imagine a leading NGO says, this film is extraordinary and I'm going to promote it to my 3 million members nationally or internationally. That's an incredible gift for a filmmaker.
Isn't that what our film bodies used to do? They were the experts with the experience in the industry, and they selected and they decided what got funded, and they worked with the filmmakers to make the films. We're seeing a change model here.
I don't see it as an either or. Our desire is to add value. I mean, in Australia, you are incredibly lucky to still have fantastic broadcasters and state funds who are still supporting this kind of ambitious quality filmmaking. We're just bringing, you know, more partners to the table. We're adding more bang to the buck. We're making this money and this opportunity go further. And that's what we hope they will also see this as.
So finally, are there any guarantees these 7 films that we'll be presenting to Good Pitch today have been chosen out of 250? Is there guarantees that they're going to get the funding they need to get made, to get distributed?
The stats aren't bad. We just done our annual review, and of the filmmakers that responded this year, of all the Good Pitch filmmakers that have ever taken part, I think over 87% have secured funding, and that ranges from, you know, a few thousand dollars right up to one filmmaker secured $1.4 million for their single film. So yes, I think there's a very good chance that they're going to actually secure, leverage new resources to help finish their film and get them out there. But far beyond that, you know, unquestionably new partnerships are going to be forged. And hopefully, and here's the critical idea here, this is just 7 projects, but in a way we want to change a habit. If one relationship goes well, imagine this, one filmmaker makes a great connection with a fantastic NGO or campaign group which has this access to mass membership. If that relationship goes well, it opens the door for legions of other filmmakers behind them. We want to set up permanent new kinds of relationships which are available to the entire community. So it's benefiting 7 films at the Good Pitch this time, this week. But the idea is exactly to change the model and create a sea change in attitude to working with documentary film.
87%, the odds are pretty good. We'll see these 7 movies on a film screen somewhere near us sometime. Beattie Finzi, thank you very much for joining us and good luck today.
Thank you.
Beattie Finzi is the director of the not-for-profit organisation BritDoc, which sponsors Good Pitch. And the Good Pitch Australia seminar is at the Sydney Opera House today. And they'll be pitching, the filmmakers will be pitching to the likes of NAB, Pro Bono Australia, White Ribbon, Bupa, the Funding Network, Philanthropy Australia, and a whole group of people around that table. Good luck to those movie makers looking for funding and support. It's 8:25 on Breakfast.